Can I have a root beer?
Root beer, small or large?
Small. Wait, large.
It's a pretty small crowd for a Saturday night screening during the Virginia's classic film series. But even in a Illini basketball game couldn't keep away Brian and Katie Fulton.
I felt it was relatively safe. It was about 3.5 minutes left and we were up by 14.
Sporting their Illini sweatshirts, the Fultons were among the 60 or so who have come to see Braveheart.
I haven't seen it in, I think, 11 years since it was on the big screen. I mean, it's a big screen epic movie.
It's a great place to see a show.
The Virginia staff admits the basketball game probably hampered the crowd a bit. Normally over 100 attend a Saturday night movie. Much like its early years, the Virginia is once again a venue for both film and live theater. But there was a time not long ago when the Virginia was in danger of closing. In the early 90s, large multiplexes brought the closure of old single-screen movie houses like the Virginia, and then-owner Carasotas wanted to close it. But the Virginia has changed from a corporate-owned theater to a locally owned and operated one. It's taken numerous volunteer hours, as well as a lot of grants and donations, to keep the Virginia going. Kathy Murphy is with the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company that formed in the early 90s for the express purpose of saving the theater.
When we did our very first show, the fire inspector came in and he said, everything's fine for now, but if you're going to continue to do shows or concerts that are going to have a large audience, there's a long list of things that are going to have to be upgraded.
Murphy says the proceeds from theater productions, concerts by gospel singers David and Sharon Wiper, and the touring theater groups the Wipers brought in convinced the owners to take the Virginia off the market. Later, a group of local business leaders called the Virginia Theater Group bought it from Carasotas with the hopes of bringing in more financial help.
In the past couple months, an added new cabinet, so we have the capability of doing more catering. You can see we don't have an oven here, so that kind of hinders us in some aspects, but it gives us space to have caterers come in.
The theater's current facility coordinator, Karen Thomas, shows off some upgrades underneath the stage, where the likes of Red Skelton and Tallulah Bankhead once prepared for live comedy acts and plays. In addition to upgrades to its kitchen, that area also contains laundry facilities, showers, and 5 dressing rooms, including one for headline acts. The theater today is owned by the Champaign Park District, with a full-time staff committed to an annual capital campaign and securing grants. Recent projects have included repairing a blemish on the ceiling caused by water damage. Staff also hopes to one day soon repair plaster tearing away on the proscenium as part of a master plan. But the Virginia needs its share of volunteer help as well.
Still using the same row of pipes, but in a different place. And if we turn the trim off...
When he isn't at his day job installing water wells, Warren York can often be found working on the 1921 Wurlitzer Hope Jones Orchestral Organ, or trying out a new tune. When York is paid for playing, he usually puts the money right back into theater and organ preservation.
Some of them just shut everything down and go rebuild it. And it may take, in some instances, when you've got a pretty good-sized organ, it may take a year or so to rebuild it. But this one we like to keep in their ears a little bit.
Champaign Park District Director of Operations Jim Spencer says through grants, donations, and volunteers, the Virginia is once again drawing audiences.
I think maybe if I was going to point to anything, it would just be that I think we've done a pretty good job so far of maintaining the intent of the original architects.
The Virginia Theater's upcoming schedule includes the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production of The King and I, and in April, the Virginia's biggest draw of the season gets underway. Urbana native Roger Ebert comes home for his 8th annual Overlook Film Festival. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.